Right now, we have a special guest in studio. And I give my guest all the credit for the world for getting up this morning and coming in instead of just doing it on the phone, which is the easy way. Deb Moore is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, it's fun, actually. I don't know how you keep all... Taking all that information in that you just gave us, I was ready for a nap already.
Well, that's why we actually show the first hour on Facebook Live, because people think that you just come in and sit down and start talking, and they don't realize that there's a whole bunch of work that you have to do to make a go like that. Well, I want to talk to you, and the reason I contacted you is about 2 weeks ago we received a press release about an event that's coming up in Sharon, a community forum on the 27th, and it involves what to expect, what to want from the new Sharon Hospital under Nuvance. And I think it lays the terms out in pretty direct terms. So let's talk a little bit about the meeting that's coming up, what time it is, where it is, and get into some of the particulars.
I'm going to read you the announcement that will be posted around town. The Office of Health Strategies, Connecticut Office State, it's a part of the Department of Health, is pleased to join the Save Sharon Hospital grassroots organization that I'm part of in hosting a community forum on healthcare. This is an outreach staff which will come to discuss the agency's mission as the statewide health strategy body. They will explain the certificate of need regulatory process and the state's online informational portal and answer questions related to the recent acquisition. It's an opportunity for the community members to discuss healthcare issues facing the state and region and to stay connected to healthcare decisions. It's on Thursday, June 27th at 4 p.m. at the Sharon Town Hall. You can go to the Office of Health Strategies website, or you can also check the Save Sharon Hospital Facebook page. And if you have questions, they would prefer that they have them in advance so they can have the answers ready. And you can send your questions to savesharonhospital@gmail.com. I just want to make sure everybody understands that there will be absolutely no testimony taken. That already happened back in December. A bunch of us went to Danbury to give testimony regarding this. And I put all this stuff over the past year. I've put all this up on the Facebook page so people did know in advance. So this is merely an educational forum where there will be some questions taken.
And it'll also be a forum that there's so much that happens so quickly in healthcare, never mind so much that happens so quickly in healthcare on a national level, but on a local level, really, when you take a look at the past couple of years of Sharon Hospital, the quick evolution from a not-for-profit back from a for-profit back to a not-for-profit, and then the enlargement, the Western area, the health network that's put on, and the formation of Nuvance. I think people can tend to get a little lost in all the swirliness.
Absolutely. I swear it's done purposefully. But
I don't know about that, but all I do know is that that's what happens when you have so many quick changes in a row. Mm-hmm. And you can call them changes, you can call them advancements, you can call them whatever you want to call them. But when you have so many different pieces of the puzzle all of a sudden put down in front of you at once, as a resident and as a potential user of the Sharon Hospital, it's nice to know where you this is letting the dust settle, mm-hmm. and a chance for people to come to a meeting and find out, okay, now the dust has settled. Here's what the hospital's agreed to. Here's what the state of Connecticut has agreed to. Here's what the overseers have agreed to.
Right.
And to get it right from the horse's mouth.
Yes. There have been a lot of changes in the past year, or thereabouts when HealthQuest purchased it a little over a year, 2 years ago, I guess it is now.
Yeah.
And they, at the time, were planning this merger when they purchased it. And this is a merger with Western Health, which is Danbury, Norwalk, and New Milford Hospitals. And the new company is called Nuvance. The difference between a for-profit and a non-for-profit in the world of healthcare, I haven't been able to quite figure out if there's really a whole lot of difference other than the way they file their taxes.
And the taxes that the town receives and lieu of things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So from where you stand right now, as everything has concluded, and there was a meet and greet with the executive officer mm-hmm. at Sharon Hospital at mm-hmm. Town Hall. How do you think things stand right now as someone who's involved and concerned in making sure that the hospital stays here in Sharon and stays and operates to the basic needs of the community?
I think we need to be extremely vigilant as citizens. I don't think anything is settled. I think there's a lot to be aware of. The state certificate of need, which is what they're going to talk about, has in it a lot of things specific to the concerns that we all expressed at the testimony, and which includes a monitor for 5 years. And in reading the document, I can't really understand how the monitor is going to work, and I'm very interested for them to explain that to us, because I believe that's a forum for the citizens to be voicing their concerns, because I think we all feel pretty powerless about something that's very important, vital to our lives. Keeping the labor and delivery service has been the area of interest for me, because it's my understanding in doing all this that if those services fall, the hospitals are at risk of falling themselves, and we need to really work to keep those services here, not only to keep the hospital, but also because we want people to come and live here and have families. It's a lovely place to be. We don't want to lose that service. It will deeply affect our community as we enjoy it now.
What's interesting is with fair market forces being at work right now, Great Barrington Hospital is trying to make inroads into the area with their family birthing center that they have there. Recognized by the World Health Organization as a baby-friendly hospital, Charlotte Hungerford, the same way. But I think what the group Save Sharon Hospital has really made its mission statement is the fact that this is a service that we as individuals, residents of Sharon, deem that is irreplaceable in Sharon. No matter if it's 6 births a year or if it's 36 births a year or 136 births a year, it is really a necessary component for the survival or the potential regrowth of our population, which is aging and being wealthier, yes, and also being more weekender-oriented, yes. It'd be nice to get back to the fact that people could move here with small families and know that they have that very one important service that has always been a part since I was a kid with Doc Goodernach here in Sharon.
Yes, absolutely. The area is very committed and wants it here and has always been here. And we have this great history of the hospital here in the area. And no one really wants to see that disappear. It's important that people really... even if you're not having a baby here, you kind of want to have the people having babies here. It's important to the community.
Well, here's what I'll say. We only have about a minute or two left. Here's what I'll say is that the Sharon Hospital's important for, health care reasons, but for other reasons as well. It's a big, huge economic driver in the northwest portion of Connecticut. With the hospital here and fully functioning, you have more doctors to serve the area, not less. All you have to do is take a look at North Canaan. When Bruce Ginelli retired, there was no doctor to take his place. This is a shocking story that should be covered more. So the Charlotte Hungerford Hospital has taken over that office and plopped somebody in there. But that's how serious it is. And that you don't want to see that as the future of healthcare in this region, where doctors decide not to open up offices here.
It's extremely serious, and it's really important that everyone try it. If you cannot make the meeting, maybe you can live stream it, Marshall, and people can see it. It's important for people to understand. And if they have concerns, they can, as I said, we have the SaveSharonHospital@gmail.com. We're looking to try to form a sort of Friends of Sharon Hospital group where we can keep people updated, maybe via emails. And we are very engaged. There's about five of us. And I have to take the moment to thank Brett Colley for all the work that he's done in trying to keep this service in our area. He's really been so tireless and generous with his efforts in this, as well as my husband who made my coffee, Jill Drew, Herbert and Lydia Moore, Victor Germack, Kathy Friedman, Nick Moore. And I was able to, through Victor, find a wonderful lawyer, Dr. Fred Hyde, who gave very generously of his time to help us out, because this is very complex and it's really way outside my pay grade to understand how healthcare operates. So I want to make sure I thank those people. But it's ongoing. This is not going to end on Thursday of next week. We need to really try to keep this on the front page of the Lakeville Journal and regularly on your radio, because this is really important. And if we stay vigilant and we understand how to do this, I think that we can maybe for a while keep our hospital strong. It's, you know, as you said, you don't know what's going to happen next in healthcare. It's very unknown.
Well, once again, that meeting. And by the way, this, it's not only for Sharon residents. If you are
yes, it's all over.
Yeah, if you use the Sharon Hospital, potentially use the hospital, you're welcome to come to the meeting. The meeting is Thursday, June 27th, 4 o'clock at the Sharon Town Hall, where there's a community forum on healthcare. And the one word that I'll give to everybody, which you have to use and use to the full extent, is a very simple thing. Oversight. It's not a negative word. It's just oversight. If you want something and you want to keep it, well, then keep oversight on it.
Yes, absolutely. And the state is giving us a form to do that, and this meeting will teach us how to use that.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Okay, thanks for giving us a voice, Marshall. I appreciate it.
All right. Deb Moore, the Save Sharon Hospital. You'll find them on Facebook as well.